Jesus was the Son of God. He was God manifest in the flesh. And yet, the Bible shows that he took upon him the form of a man. He was also human. And that means, folks, that Jesus Christ went through trials and temptations and tribulations. And today in our broadcast, we're going to look at Luke chapter 4. And here in this passage, we're going to read about the devil himself tempting Jesus. Let's begin reading here in Luke chapter 4, verse 1. The Bible says, "And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness." Now, what had happened just before this was that Jesus was baptized. So in Luke chapter 3, you find Jesus being baptized, and the first thing in Luke chapter 4, you find him being tempted. As a matter of fact, in Mark's account, in Mark chapter 1, verse 12, the Bible says that this took place immediately after he was baptized. So right away, after Jesus was baptized, he was tempted of the devil. And it is true that when a person is baptized into the church today, the moment that a person becomes a Christian, the devil is going to be after him. The devil is going to tempt us just like he tempted Jesus just after he was baptized. And I want you to notice also something in verse 1. The Bible says that Jesus was full of the Holy Ghost. Nobody ever had the fullness of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit like Jesus did. And yet, even though Jesus is full of the Holy Ghost, what happens here? Well, the Bible says that he was tempted of the devil. So when people look at the idea of the indwelling of the Spirit today, and they somehow come up with the conclusion that if they just have enough of the Holy Spirit, then they won't have to worry about temptation, well, the Bible just doesn't teach that, and we're being reminded of it right here in Luke chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Bible tells us in verse 2 that Jesus was tempted of the devil 40 days. And also in verse 2, the Bible says, "And in those days he did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he afterward hungered." Satan tempted him then when he was in a weakened state. Now he always works the hardest on you when you're down. For instance, when a man is lonely, then the devil is really going to try and tempt him. When a man is tired, the devil is going to tempt him. When a man is frustrated, the devil is going to try to lure him into sin. When a man, for instance, is angry, then that provides an open door to the devil himself. Now, this is what Paul warned about over in Ephesians 4, verse 26, when he said, "Be ye angry and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil." And so when you're angry, it's easy to be tempted by the devil. And, of course, like Jesus was here, when a person is hungry, he can get anxious, he can use bad judgment, and Jesus here is being tempted by the devil when he is down, when he is in a weakened state. The devil is going to tempt you any time that he can, but he's especially going to look for an open door when you have some kind of weakness. I have down here the word H-A-L-T, halt. I picked that up somewhere, maybe in a church bulletin or from something that I read. And it stands for four words which represent the times when the devil is going to try to really tempt you. The letter H stands for hungry. The letter A stands for angry. The letter L stands for lonely. And the letter T stands for tired. So when you are hungry, angry, lonely, or tired, just remember the word halt. And that's what you need to say to the devil himself. So the Bible says then that the devil is tempting him. And we come to the first specific temptation here in verse 3. "And the devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread." Now remember, folks, it has been 40 days. He has eaten nothing, and he is extremely hungry. As a matter of fact, he is so hungry that there's no way that you and I can really relate to that we can really understand the level, the intensity of his hunger. But we can at least look at this passage and realize that he is extremely hungry. And so the devil comes along and he tries to provoke Jesus. He said, if you're the Son of God, then command this stone that it be made bread. Now we remember in the Bible that Jesus worked a miracle to feed the hungry in John chapter 6. So Jesus did have miraculous power to produce food. We read that in the scriptures, and so there's no doubt about that. So did Jesus have the power to work a miracle like this? Well, yes, he did. But the Bible says that Jesus refused to use that power for that purpose. In verse 4, and Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. That comes, of course, from Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 3. So Jesus said, no, I'm not going to use my power for that. I'm not going to use my power because you told me to, Satan. So it must have been God's will that Jesus not use his miraculous power to resist these temptations. Evidently, God wanted him to go through this situation. God wanted him to experience these temptations, but not use miraculous power to get out of them. Now, suppose that Jesus had used his miraculous power to defeat Satan here. You and I would look at it and say, well, that's not much of an example for me. I can't learn much from that because I don't have that kind of miraculous power today to put the devil down. And so what the Bible is showing here then is that we make a choice and that Jesus made a choice. Jesus, of his own will, resisted sin. Jesus, of his own will, died on the cross. He was not forced to. He was not made to. He did it because he loves you and I and because he wants you and I to be saved. I think that that's an important part of what we're looking at right here. Now, many people have observed that in Luke chapter 4 and also in Matthew chapter 4, where we read about these temptations of Jesus, that at least you have working here what John refers to as the lust of the flesh. And in the second one that we're going to look at in just a minute, perhaps the lust of the eyes as well and the pride of life. But at least you do have this bodily desire of hunger that is intense, that is extreme, and the devil is trying to use that against Jesus. And Jesus will not submit. Jesus will not give in to him. And so what is God doing with this story that we're reading right here? Well, in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15, the Bible says that Jesus was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. He is God in the flesh, but he is in the form of a man, and so he's feeling this bodily temptation, this bodily desire to have something to eat, and he had the power from God, his Father, to work miracles, but he would not use it on this occasion because he wanted to experience the full weight and strength of temptation to sin. Well, the devil does not give up, does he? And that's what we find him doing here. When Jesus refused his first temptation, the devil tries something else. And there's a very important lesson in that, folks. There's a very important reminder, and that is that this is exactly what the devil does to us today. He will try one temptation, and if it doesn't work, he'll try something else. And if that doesn't work, he'll keep trying until he finds a weak spot. And he sometimes will offer the same temptation over and over and over until he finally wears you down and you give in. So the Bible says here in verse 5, and the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Now evidently, the devil does have some kind of supernatural and miraculous power in this situation to some degree, because it says that the devil took him up into a high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Now, how could he do that without supernatural power? And so, yes, the devil does have some kind of leeway here that is given him by God the Father so that Jesus can be tempted. So the devil shows him all the glory, all the riches and all the power of these kingdoms And here's what he says in verse 6. The devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. Now there are two things about this temptation that are interesting. Number one, this is a temptation for many people today, and that is power and glory. When you think about those two things, and how many people today want power. In other words, they want power over other people. They want authority and they want glory. And of course, going with that would be money. Because when you've got power, it's easy to get that money. And so this is the temptation that appeals to many people today, and it brings many people down. The second thing that I want you to notice here about what the devil is saying to Jesus now in this temptation is that the devil is a liar. In John 8, verse 44, Jesus said that the devil is a liar and the father of it. And so you can't trust what he says. When you see the devil speaking in the Bible, remember that he is a liar. So in Luke chapter 4, verse 6, when the devil says that these kingdoms of the world had been delivered to him and he could give them to whomever he wanted to, that's a lie. He doesn't own the kingdoms of the world. Now, I know that many people give in to the devil and that the devil has many followers in the kingdoms of this world and even in high places. And I know that the Bible says that the devil is the god of this world because so many people follow him. But let's remember, God is the one who is in control. And the Bible says in Daniel 4, verse 17, that the Most High, that's God, rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomsoever he will, not whom the devil will, and not to whomever the devil wants to give those kingdoms. So this is just an outright lie in verses 6 and 7. He says, if you'll fall down and worship me, I will give you the glory and the power of all these kingdoms. And again, the Bible says in verse 8, and Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Now, to bring this down to a practical lesson for us all, you think about the temptations that you face in your life. Have you ever faced a temptation like going without food for 40 days and then being offered an opportunity to have food? Have you ever been offered the kingdoms of the world with all their power, all their glory, and all their riches? Jesus was offered these things, and he refused. He resisted the temptations of the devil. Now tomorrow, we're going to look again at this story and at another temptation that Jesus faced in his life. Thank you for listening today, and we hope that you have a great rest of the day.